Cape Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every day to give you some wonderful, wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. Soku, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Abongile and listeners.
So let's talk about smart cities in Africa. Do we have those?
Yes, we actually do. I think, first of all, maybe we need to define what a smart city is, you know, because I think maybe, well, the first time I heard of it, in my mind, I thought it was cities where things were flying about. You know, you'd watch the Marvel movies and you think in your head things are flying about. There's these satellites orbiting around this one tall high-rise, and it's not like that. A smart city is basically a city where it's interconnected in terms of the technology that it uses. So, and most of these places are usually cashless. So if you think about, I think even if you think about where you live in Cape Town, a simple thing of when you could have a ticket that takes you from your mode of transport, you can use this for shopping as well, and you could use this to access whatever it is or access something in the city. So, for example, in cities like in Rwanda, you have a card that can go from using the bus, it can go from using your parking ticket at a shop. You can use it as well in terms of paying for your groceries or anything else. And if you wanted to go to a museum or a library, it's the same card that you use. It's got your information. That's how a smart city is supposed to work. Last week, we were talking about how Akon wants to build such a city in Senegal, where you'll be using a sort of currency, a cryptocurrency, where you will then be using this within the city. So everything is blockchain. It's all interlinked. So you use it's basically making sure that people are as efficient as possible. So, you know, you have one information, a system that's all interconnected. It's a web, a network of technologies, making sure that things run smoothly. But there obviously are dangers and challenges to that, because if the system crashes, then things don't go well. And obviously there's obviously the whole human error, but the whole premise of it is that you want people to move around seamlessly. You know, you go from one place to the next seamlessly. You know, you're using one thing. You don't need to be looking for another card. So I'm looking forward to cities, more and more cities in Africa becoming like that, because I'm very bad with cards and things. I'm always losing my stuff. So it's a city designed for me, basically.
You know, I still struggle with buying things online. So when I saw good, there's something about not being able to see an individual in front of me. I've made this example before. It's like a vending machine. I don't like buying things from vending machines, because if it swallows that money, there's no one. What do you say? Who do you speak to? But if I buy over a counter, you know, there's someone to chat to.
Oh, you have a trust issue.
A very big trust issue when it comes to, I really do.
Yeah, you have a trust issue. No, I do most of my shopping online. I can't buy things that I see, because I'm very indecisive. And there's a lot of things around me that I can't decide what I want. I make sure that I look online, buy it online. It's as simple as even going to a restaurant. I don't go to a restaurant until I've seen the menu. So when I get there, I know what I'm eating. Otherwise, if I go without looking at the menu, I'm not going to be eating, and I don't want to not eat. So I make sure that I do.
So you've got to be decisive at all times.
Yes.
So cool. Oh, nonetheless.
It's a difficult life, I live.
It's a hard knock life, tell you that much. So cool, it is the weekend, but thank you so much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Yes, I won't be around next week, but I'll see you in the following week.
The whole of next week, you're not there?
Yes, the whole of next week.
Oh, you mentioned you're going to Singapore.
Yes.
Again, without me.
Well, you see, this time you can track me, because I'm actually going for the Smart Cities Summit in Singapore. So this is the whole reason why. You know, you want to look at what are people in Singapore doing, what can we take from Africa, and how far are we, just to gauge ourselves as well. And just seeing what the international community is doing. So I will be, I'll come back and I'll give you a report in terms of how far are we.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Sounds lovely. Sokhu, thank you so much. A very good morning to you and to you listening at home. That is Sokhu Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.